Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming pieces of you.
Yes, my friends, it's time for story time again on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. And today's story is entitled Another Crappy Story. I want to talk today about crap. I've been thinking a lot about the meaning of crap lately because I realize that I've been using that term quite often in my consideration of all the things that are pissing me off. Almost every day, someone is up to their necks in some sort of objectionable crap, and I further realize that my cynicism about all of this bad behavior around me was affecting my outlook and my mood and turning all of that into just one big pile of crap. In an effort to get my arms around the issue of crap, I decided to do some research on that topic. It is then that I stumbled upon something called Sturgeon's Law, which is an adage commonly cited as 90% of everything is crap. So that's what Sturgeon's Law is, 90% of everything is crap. Now I read that and I immediately felt this guy, Mr. Sturgeon, is onto something. Sturgeon's Law, which is sometimes called Sturgeon's Revelation, is derived from science fiction author Theodore Sturgeon's observations that, while science fiction is often derided for its low quality, it could be noted that the majority of work in other fields could be seen of equally low quality. So Sturgeon argued that 90% of all literature, plus all films, plus all consumer goods, they're all crap too. Well, I thought about that, and I thought about my own perceptions of crap, and it seemed to me that there are some problems with Sturgeon's Law that says that 90% of everything is crap. For example, if you find that less than 90% of something is crap, does that mean that your standards are too low or that you lack the taste to distinguish between crap and non-crap? So that's one issue I have with Sturgeon's Law. And who are these people who are judging what part is 90% and what part is 10% anyway? Because in my experience, 90% of people will criticize between 40 to 80% of whatever they see, regardless of their ability to truly distinguish one pile of crap from another. So if the thing you see is X and the percentage of what you criticize is Y, can we really assume with any real certainty that 90% of people will criticize at the rate of X times Y? Which ties in with the disturbing reality that the internet has turned everybody, even the world's most clueless people, into critic, that is, arbiters of crap. Now, it may be true that one man's crap is another man's meadow muffin, but that does not believe that either man knows what in the hell they're talking about. Then there's the issue of getting any group to agree on which 10% of a given thing is crap and which isn't crap, which exponentially approaches infinity as the size of the group increases. And can we reasonably suggest that 90% of crap is further divided into either crap you like anyway or crap that is really total excrement and that should be that total excrement just should be relegated to the old crap bin. And how might that fact change the crap equation? This is confusing me, you see. It's clearly a complicated issue. And what about the theory of narrow interests, which suggests that the more narrow the niche is, the fewer good examples exist? Thus, if you want to see a movie about World War II, you have hundreds of choices. But if you want to see a comedy film where those wacky Nazis attempt to cross the English Channel wearing 1940s women's bathing suits and riding in Viking canoes, you have cut your options significantly. Hoshiro Ruri, who is a wise Japanese cartoon character, came up with her own law, which says that the vast majority of people are idiots. Or, in other words, you are probably crap. I must say, I take that law a little personally. And then there's the situation that arises if some percentage of the 90% of something that is crap is crappier than the rest. In other words, is crap categorically divisible? This proposition is demonstrated ably by George Carlin's famous saying, "Think of how stupid the average person is and realize that half of them are stupider than that," which raises the very valid question of what is 50% of 90%. Anyway, after hours of exhaustive research on this topic, I find myself buried in a feculent mire of contradictory theoretical effluvium. So I've decided to create my own theory, which I hope meets with your approval. It is this: 90% of everything is crap, except for crap. 100% of crap is crap. Next week, we're going to continue our efforts to understand the universe by considering this question: what is the opposite of crap? Is it truth? Is it cleanliness? Is it purity? Or is it perhaps treasure, as in one woman's crap is another woman's bounty or booty? I invite you to be here with us when we open up that line of inquiry. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.